For those of you who are part of labor unions, for those of you who go to universities, for those of you who have contact with city council members, we ask you to take this to the government and to pass resolutions condemning the state of Israel for the murder of innocent civilians. We ask you to pass resolutions calling on President Obama to immediately lift the siege of Gaza. We ask you to pass resolutions calling on President Obama to apply the law as an executive member, to apply the law and end the U.S. aid to Israel until apartheid falls in the illegal state of Israel. Woo! Brothers and sisters, it is not enough to express our anger on the streets. We must materialize this anger into political action. We must boycott the state of Israel. We must divest from the state of Israel. We must apply sanctions on the state of Israel until this criminal regime falls. We ask you to join the call for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign. We ask you to march on the streets on Saturday, June 5th, commemorating the occupation of the West Bank, Gaza, and Jerusalem with positive political action. These handful of racists across the street mean nothing to history. They mean nothing to us. We saw their likes. We saw their likes when we protested against apartheid South Africa. We saw their likes when we protested for freedom and democracy right here in the United States. Brothers and sisters, let's remember this. We are the voices of the future. We are the voices of freedom. We are the voices of justice. We said no to genocide in Guatemala. We said no to death squads in El Salvador. We said no to colonialism in Bolivia. We said no to colonialism in Algeria. We said no to colonialism in India. We said no to the attack on Iraq. And today, we are proud of our anti-colonial legacy, a legacy for freedom and justice. They stand on the wrong side of history, and for that reason, they will fail, and we will succeed. Thank you.
Woo! Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
With Islamophobia, those wars that have been launched against the people of the Middle East, the so-called war on terror, have been used by the racist pretext of Islamophobia. They've used Islamophobia in Israel to justify the massacre of 1,400 innocent civilians in the Gaza Strip. The U.S. ruling classes here in the United States uses Islamophobia to divide the working class here in the United States against the Muslim community. For what? To drill and steal all their natural resources, oil, to control the geopolitical region of the Middle East. So brothers and sisters, mark down your calendar for Saturday.
What time, 11?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Civic Center.
Civic Center. So brothers and sisters, thank you for coming out today. Let's wrap it up with a few more solid, strong chants for the people on the boat to hear us, for the people in Palestine to hear us, for the ruling class to shiver and fear the ruling class, to make them fear us, that the people here in the United States stand in solidarity with the people of the Middle East and all oppressed nationalities. Free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free Palestine.